most of the world's textbooks are quite biased, with underrepresentation of females, adult women, children, and female animals. The representation of women who and girls who do get in to the textbooks is terribly stereotyped. It involves mostly domestic activities, and where the women and girls are shown in anything other than domestic activities, they tend to be the most stereotyped. The attributes that are given to the men versus the women are also extremely common. The men are smart and brave and doing exciting, important things, and the women are quiet and passive and domestic and sometimes beautiful, sometimes silly. If we had a visitor from another galaxy, that person would never, or creature would never, be able to predict what human females do occupationally or beyond the household sphere, because there is absolutely no relationship between a country's labor force participation rate or what its women are actually doing and what is depicted in the textbooks. That is a remarkably uniform phenomenon worldwide.
How does this affect the young girls in education?
What we think happens is that it helps. It's part of what is called the hidden curriculum. Let me go back. And it's an invisible obstacle, because you're not seeing a girl, let's say, being denied the right to go to school, but the textbooks that marginalize her are part of a pattern of less attention to girls that ultimately turns out to be very harmful. They become less likely to go on in school. They become less likely to see themselves doing any of those big, bold, and important things. And this is particularly bad in terms of science and math, which is unfortunate for the world, because right now we are trying to climb the global value chain, and many of these activities require, you know, background science and math, engineering. You're losing a good chunk of the capacity of the human species when you deter girls from being all that they can be with their education, and in particular from going on to things that are more challenging, like science and math. That's where I think it really manifests itself.
How does the gender inequality in textbooks affect boys?
The boys who get the most attention from teachers are the really smart, assertive ones, or the ones who are naughty and take up the teacher's time. But there are a lot of boys who also are just not being given much of the teacher's time or attention. And we know that there is a worldwide problem with reading for boys in almost every country. And it's possible then that it might be something that could be emphasized more. You know, look for instances of boys reading, of boys doing things that involve learning, of giving them the detective work that might, you know, stimulate some conclusions among the boys that A, there is not enough of this, or B, I can do it.
You were talking about implementing a gender sensitivity in textbooks. How is this going to happen?
You give a little bit of training to the teachers so they know what to look for and what to tell the children. And then the teacher tells the students to basically look for instances in which the boys are shown in heroic positions and poses and attributes, and the girls are shown as very domestic, as very, you know, passive, etc., etc. And let the students find out for themselves. And this often has the result, with proper discussion afterwards, of sensitizing them to become aware of this, and it is a good opening for a very low-cost intervention on reducing gender bias in education.